Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 11th edition of Rome International Film Festival. Today I'm with Kenneth Lonergan, director of Manchester by the Sea, screening here in the official selection. Can you tell us something about the structure of the film? Because we discover more and more during the film about Casey Affleck's character by going back and forth into different moments of his life.
The first draft of the script I wrote it chronologically, and it seemed very flat to me. So after about 70 pages, I was so bored that I had to stop and then go back and start over. So I started with him shoveling the snow, which I was interested in. And then I had written all the material about what had happened to him in the past, and I just tried to put it in the form of flashbacks. And as soon as I had that idea, it felt very right to me. Then later on, looking back, I think there's reasons for that. I think he's somebody who's carrying these memories with him all the time. They're more memories of his than flashbacks for the audience. They serve a double function, though. They create a bit of suspense structurally. You wonder what's wrong with him. You find out a little bit as it goes along. And then when you finally find out what happened, it's at the exact moment when he learns that he has to stick around. So it serves a very useful structural function.
In the film, you try to talk about how difficult it is to elaborate and process loss in all its aspects. So I was wondering, do you think that there are losses that cannot be really processed? And
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what it means to process anything. Truthfully, I don't feel... I've never suffered a tragedy like this. I hope I never do. When I hear about people who have, I know people who have, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they get on. They do, many of them. Some of them, I don't think, get on so well. You see people in the street who look like they're just not there, and you wonder what's happened to them. And I was just interested in exploring this, and I don't have anything to say about it. It's just something I wanted to ask myself questions about and try to tell a story about.
Why is the family issue always so present in your films?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a big part of my life. I don't feel like I'm in control of my own imagination. I'm interested in many things, but the things that I can write about are limited. And so anything that seems like it's going to become a good story, I want to try to pursue. And if there's similarities in the different films and plays that I've written, of course, everyone has this. And I don't know. I'm not aware of being interested in family as a dramatic subject. I just think, oh, the story sounds like I might be able to write it, so I should try. You know what I mean?
What about the locations of the film? How did you decide to shoot near Boston?
The location is really beautiful and interesting. It started out arbitrarily because the idea was brought to me by Matt Damon and John Krasinski, and they said, we want to have it in Manchester by the Sea, but we don't care, you can change it. And I said, no, that sounds good. And I didn't know it very well. I knew Gloucester, which is right next door, and I'd been there a couple of times. But I'm writing the script, and I'm learning more about it, and I'm calling them on the phone and say, where's the highway, where's the church, where's the cemetery, where's the doctor's office? And I learn more and more about the town, and all the information I get comes into the script, and then suddenly it can't be anywhere else. And then we went up there, and I see how beautiful it is, and the boats, and the ocean, and the snow, and it really set everything you learn. It's like a snowball going down the hill. It just gets great, bigger and bigger until you have hopefully a whole movie.
Can you tell us a little more about how Matt Damon and John Krasinski pulled you to write this story?
Well, Matt and I have wanted to do something together for a long time. He did a play of mine in London in 2002, and we've talked about he's done some readings of plays of mine in New York, and we always talked about doing this or that together. And I don't remember exactly now, but he said, I have an idea, John Krasinski and I have an idea for a film, and we want to talk to you about it, see if you want to write it. And they came to my apartment, they sat down, and they pitched the story, they told me the story about a man who loses his family and moves away, and his brother dies and makes him guardian of the nephew to try to get him to come back to life in some way. And there were more details than that didn't end up in this finished screenplay, but I thought it was a very interesting idea right away, and after that it was mine to write any way I wanted to.
How did you work with the actors, especially Casey Affleck and Michelle Williams? I really loved the scene. I told you that I cried twice, but the scene in which I cried the most was when they talk and then she apologizes for telling him, and he crashes and he admits finally what we all think. So I wanted to know more about that particular scene and how you worked with them.
Well, they're such good actors that you don't have to do too much, but they want to know. We talked about very specific things, like how much contact they'd had together, what had happened probably after how they separated and how they divorced, how much they knew about each other's lives in the interim, and then just about the feelings in the scene and the personal dynamics. And one thing that they do that I love is they both trying so hard to take care of each other in the scene. He can't stand to talk to her. He can't stand it, but he's not going to push her. He doesn't want to make her feel bad for asking. And she's desperate to talk to him, but she doesn't want him to feel bad for refusing. And so they're trying so hard to take care of each other. And then they have this shared grief that nobody else can share, except for the two of them, but they can't be together anymore. So there's a lot going on. And when you have actors who are that strong and have that much emotion inside them, the result they're just great. I didn't do it, they did it.
Thank you, Kenneth Lonergan, for talking about Manchester by the Sea, screening at Rome Film Festival in the official selection. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.